Articulating pain can be extremely difficult since pain is such an individualized and subjective experience. Current pain assessment tools that are standardized and make use of predefined questions and responses can make it difficult for patients to explain experiences with pain. This made me to wonder if pain can be translated with something other than words, leading me to color. Asking patients to report their pain by using color-based assessment tools can be useful in facilitating communication between healthcare professionals and patients. This can lead patients to make informed decisions about their treatment. In my picture, I attempted to translate knee pain using colors. The red streak across the picture is meant to represent burning pain. I chose to use red because it is often associated with inflammation. The red streak gets lighter as it moves across the page, indicating that the pain becomes milder and less severe over time. As a result, this picture shows temporality, and the shades of the color used also shows the intensity of the pain. The yellow shows sharp pain, but this type of pain is not continuous. The green color is meant to represent bone pain. Finally, the black color on the edges of the picture shows that the knee pain is continuous. Colors can be standardized to be associated with certain types of pain. However, this would lead to the same problems as current pain assessment tools. It would be much more useful to have patients describe or draw their pain with colors and then have them associate those colors with certain pain qualities. Patients can also use colors to describe the intensity and temporality of their pain. The adoption of such color techniques, however, can be difficult with Western medicine. In Western medicine, subjective reports are often considered to be inferior to imaging technology, which is used to reveal pain. In the end, it is necessary to recognize that patients are the experts on their own pain.